This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Daniel Tagg, Elizabeth Albert in studio, and Dr. Tim Church. Tim Church is a medical doctor, and he is a master of public health and a PhD. He is one of the country's leading physicians in exercise and obesity research as chief medical officer of ACAP. That is I can't read your handwriting, Lexi.
Sorry.
Accountable care, accountable patient.
Accountable care, accountable patient.
Bad handwriting.
Okay, health counseling. Dr. Church seeks to reduce the production of and destruction from disease by guiding the company in the creation of clinical strategies and disease-specific battle plans. He is also a professor of preventative medicine at Pennington Biomedical Research Center at Louisiana State University, where he promotes healthy living through research and education in nutrition and exercise biology. Such an honor to have you on the show. Dr. Tim Church, welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you. It is a pleasure.
Okay, good. We want to lighten it up here. That last segment was pretty heavy. It really was, but necessary, I believe.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, how did the research into exercise and weight gain begin?
You know, not so much now, but in the past it was, hey, you need to lose some weight, go exercise it off. And what you would see is people like, I'm exercising an hour a day. And like, yeah, I've lost a little bit of weight, usually 2-3%, but I haven't really lost that much. So in our clinical trials, you know, you usually think, oh, well, they're just not exercising. Well, in our clinical trials, you exercise in front of us. We know every single calorie you've burned. You've been with us for 6 months. And when in the first trials, we would find out that this is crazy. These people, they're exercising with us an hour a day, 4 days a week. And after 6 months, they've lost 3 pounds. And we're like, how could this possibly be happening? You know, is this a metabolism thing? Is their metabolism changing? Or are they eating more? If they are eating more, why? And there's a whole bunch. So we actually did a study where we because people, if you ask them about their diet, they will lie to you.
Yeah, I know they do.
They don't mean they to. It's just really hard.
Oh, it's just one little piece of chocolate, right? But if you do it every night, it adds up.
So what was so different about this study is we actually have people drink this special fluid. And this will tell us how many calories you have eaten in the last 10 days. You can't cheat it.
Okay.
And we also had these people do buffet tests where they would come in and eat at a buffet. So we would watch not only how much they eat, but what they eat.
Did you weigh it?
Oh, we do everything.
Okay.
It's all video. This is
It's so videotaped,
next
so there's
level.
No sneaking.
Okay. Nope, you can't sneak this. And then we'd ask them if you eat more. So we'd ask them, they would all say, no, I'm eating less. And that's always 500 calories less. At the buffet, nothing changed. But guess what?
What?
They're eating more.
They're eating more.
The chemicals told us they were eating more.
That's crazy.
But there's no one, the big take home message here, there's three types of people. And this is what I hear all the time, like, oh, when I exercise, I just can't eat. I'm not hungry. And that's about 10% of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of people, when I exercise, I eat a little more. And then there's the group you don't want to be in. When I exercise, I go completely off the rails. And that's exactly what we saw.
Uh-huh.
We saw three distinct groups of people. We saw about 10% of people who lost more weight than they should have.
Oh, wow.
We saw a bunch of people that lost some weight, but not as much as they should have. They ate a little more. And then there's that small group of people, that 10%, who just went completely off the rails. And despite exercising with us almost every day for 6 months, they managed to gain weight during our study.
Wow.
So that's what I like to really emphasize, there's no one answer. Figure out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then structure your program. Have people like Daniel create a program for you around who you are.
Yeah. And everybody's different. Everybody's so different. So what is the optimal exercise prescription to lose weight?
Well,
is it don't put more down the hole than you burn off, right?
First off, know who you are.
Know who you are.
Know who you are. if you're one of those people who can lose a ton of weight with a little bit of exercise and obviously really leverage the exercise stuff. But the reality of it is to lose weight, you've got to change how much you eat. That's reality.
Because you can't out-exercise a bad diet,
70%
right?
of weight loss is the calories you take in. 20 to 30% is the exercise part.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're under a lot of stress?
Well, there's nothing better for you than exercise.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing better you can do, period, for almost anything we name than being physically active and exercising.
Yeah, but does it affect your appetite, right? Because of the cortisol?
Well,
or does cortisol make you hold on to more fat?
You can't pick a chemical.
Okay.
There's way more complicated than that.
Okay.
Because you can start talking about BDNF. You can talk about the inflammatory markers. You can go on and on and on. We've looked at exercise and clinical depression, and I mean real clinical depression, not I'm having a bad day type stuff.
Yeah.
We've looked at exercise and quality of life. We've looked at stress. We've looked at the physiological markers of stress. I love to say 90% of the benefits of exercise are above the shoulders, happen in your brain.
Yeah.
That also ties into potentially ties into, of course, the weight. If you can, you know, when you talk about weight, so much of weight and eating behavior is driven by stress, anxiety, depression.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, exercise can contribute to that, but sometimes you've got to attack those things individually with things beyond just exercise.
You said you studied clinical depression. So what did you find as far as the exercise being an important factor in fighting clinical depression?
We actually looked at individuals who were clinically depressed, not on a medication. We started them on an exercise program, and the reversal, the remission of clinical depression was right in line with the best depression medications.
Mm-hmm. And clinical depression is best defined how?
Well, if you come in and take a bunch of surveys, I mean, that's how you really have to do it. It's not just I had a bad day. You have to take certain tests, I'll say, and then you have to take them a couple times over a couple weeks to make sure, again, this is a clinical condition, not someone's having a bad week.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so many people exercise, but they don't lose weight. Are you still benefiting?
Absolutely. There's nothing you can do. It's better for you. It's the equivalent of if smoking's the nuclear bomb of bad things, the complete equivalent of that for positive things is exercise.
I couldn't agree
more.
We're
meant to move. Yeah. Every cell in our body benefits when we're physically active.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think it's so important. And so many people really don't, I don't think they, so many people don't understand the importance of exercise on so many levels, even fighting cancer, you know, keeping your body and your mind sharp and fit. So let me ask you this. What is the optimal weight loss formula?
You know, we kind of already alluded to it. You have to focus on reducing the caloric intake, and you have to combine it with exercise. But I want to talk about exercise. We've been saying exercise, and I'm really talking about physical activity. I'm really talking about moving, walking, running, swimming, biking. And then it's a whole other thing when you start talking about weightlifting. You need the aerobics kind of for optimal health. But you need the weightlifting for what Daniel's going to talk about when it comes to optimal quality of life. From age 40 on, you start to lose 1% to 2% of your muscle mass. You start to lose your strength. And strength is critical for healthy aging, for living the life you want to lead. So you can take that trip to Europe. You can go duck hunting when you want to. You can just push yourself out of a chair. So you think about the aerobic stuff. That's really the quote-unquote health stuff, preventing diabetes, hypertension, mental health. You talk about the weightlifting, the resistance training, moving mass. That's to maintain that muscle so you can live the type of life you want to lead.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this on the show before. I don't know where that's coming from. But maybe I'm thinking about being on the floor exercising. But a woman's worst fear that exercise can make you bigger is simply not true. Why do you feel so many women think that?
Because like Time Magazine puts it on the cover.
Okay.
You know, when you look at the media, when you look at especially print media, their job's not to make you healthy. Their job's to sell magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And when Time Magazine 10 years ago put that on the cover, that guy had spent 3 days with us at Pennington. We had showed him all this amazing science, all this super cool stuff, and all they took away from it, well, some people, if you exercise too much, you'll eat more. And they put it on the cover, exercise can make you fat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? That's what you took away from 3 days?
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a bad way to exercise?
No. You know what the best way to exercise is?
Hmm.
Find what you love.
Absolutely.
If you hate to run, don't run.
Yep.
I hear that all the time. Well, I don't like the exercise. I don't like to run. Well, don't run, especially today's world. Go ballroom dancing. Go swimming. Mm-hmm. Go play water polo. Go beat people up on the jiu-jitsu mat. Find what you love.
Right. Well, you know, Elizabeth likes to play basketball. Last night I danced for like an hour after dinner. It felt so amazing to just move my body, help my body digest that food. I slept really well because of it. And it's so powerful.
We need to move these things from the I have to do list to the I want to do list.
Yeah.
To this is what fulfills me. This is what keeps me going.
Well, are you going to stay with us?
Where else would I go?
I don't know. But we want to talk some more about this. We're going to be talking
about Daniel.
We want to talk about with Daniel and Elizabeth about squats versus deadlifts. I want to hear your opinion too, Dr. Church. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.